Please welcome Jimmy McDowell and Tom Thumb. Guys, welcome to Fourth One, guys, and welcome back to Edinburgh. It's been a few years since you were here, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's been two. We skipped a year. Did we skip 1 or 2 years?
Tom
and I don't really know anything about that time. We don't know about time. We know about music.
Was it a complete blackout those 2 years?
It's just not worth remembering if it's not in Edinburgh.
If it wasn't in Edinburgh, it didn't happen.
That's
basically
right.
So you're back at the festival, and tell us a little bit about your show, first of all, because it's you've been kind of, when we've been chatting, you've been kind of going in and out of the show, I think.
Have we?
Yeah, it feels that way.
We haven't, but I think that's telling of our show, because our show is just kind of us off stage, but on stage. Because it's just Tom and I have been friends for a long time, so we
say a lot of things that we find funny. Not necessarily other people find funny, but we've seemed to hit the nail on the head pretty well so far.
Yeah. That's a music show. I'm a songwriter and Tom's a beatboxer.
Okay.
In its bones, that's what the show is. But a lot of it is kind of like us mucking around in between songs.
So how did you realise that you had a talent for this then, guys?
Well, we actually met in a circus company. So we met performing, not necessarily music. Mm-hmm. And our relationship developed that way. And then after the circus shows, we'd go and play open mics together and Tom would beatbox and I'd play guitar. And we kind of took that circus mentality into music, like songs, and I think that's how it kind of formed, and that's why we're a little bit different to other musical acts.
Mm-hmm. How special is Edinburgh for you then for the festival?
Oh yeah, incredibly special. I mean, this is our European kind of formative grounds. This is the first festival that kind of introduced us to the European market, and obviously the biggest festival in the world for arts. So for us, we've been super stoked that we've always had like pretty good audiences and a really great response. So for us, it really feels super privileged, I guess. Like, we've never had to do the real hard slog. It's just been super nice. Everyone's been really helpful. We've always had great teams and always had a killer support network. So, I mean, coming back here is just... it just feels natural for us.
And being a couple of Aussie guys, you must love our weather here.
You know what? I'm from Melbourne, so it feels like home to me.
it's true. Melbourne gets all the seasons kind of in one day, don't they?
Absolutely. 5 minute switch.
As bad as this?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, at least your gig is inside. Where about are you this year?
We're at Studio One at Assembly Studios up at George Square.
Okay, which is going to be cool. And what we want to do here, we're going to do a little competition then. We're going to try and bring the Fringe to a workplace. And you guys drew the short straw, so you're going to be one of our acts who is going to have to go to a workplace and do your thing.
Unbelievable.
Any workplaces that you really wouldn't want to go to?
Well, I mean, beatboxing can kind of be pretty spitty, so anywhere that's preparing food is probably not a great idea.
It's a good shout, that, actually. Yeah. It's a good shout.
Hospitals, maybe not the best
yeah,
idea.
Yeah, maybe not hospitals, because of the spitty thing.
Yeah, obviously, yeah.
Any workplaces? No, not really.
No,
I mean, we've played some pretty obscure gigs in our time, so we're pretty much up for anything, I reckon.
Well, that sounds good to me. You'll be in the local abattoir performing to some dead carcasses. It's going to be amazing.
Wow, beefboxing.
Hey! See what you did. So you're going to give us a little demonstration then of what it is you guys are going to be doing on your show.
Sure. So this is a little song called Feet to Floor. And it goes like this.
Yeah, feet to floor, like a strong old soul, so it's so fit to walk. Feet to ground, with a barefoot so that track can't be rewound. Body to earth, like a jungle baby, born of skin and dirt. Say, feet to floor, with it, not some manic anymore. Sometimes these rules and templates seem so hard to follow, for follow. And I got myself a scatterbrain that'll make me hard to swallow. So throw me up, juggle me up, juggle me up. Toss me round, do as you please with me. Just promise me you'll put me back down. Sometimes I'm spreading 5 directions at one time. I get so green spread thin that I wanna curl up and cry. But I'll bother it up till I'm folded neatly. The deeply down inside that I overflow. And I'm undone in a pot. I wonder why I got my feet to the floor. Like a strong old soul, so it's so fit to walk. Feet to the ground, with a barefoot so that track can't be free from my body to earth. Like a jungle baby, born of skin and dirt. Say, feet to the floor, we're clear, not so manic anymore.
Go, gotta get down on the floor, so feet to the floor, get raw.
I'm no messiah, I don't claim to know what's to come. Most fortunes are woven and so easily come undone. That a strong sense that I'll be alright if I could keep my head constant. If you could put up with my nonsense, I could justify a career choice that maybe weren't the strongest. I guess that I'm a little bit crazy, but isn't everybody? We're human. I never wanted to be anything except what I became, and I guess my new pursuits are to blame. Yeah, ain't it crazy that way we run from reason? Ain't it crazy how quickly change these seasons? Ain't it crazy that stuff that you believe in?
All right, Tommy.
So I could go back, spend the days, the time I spent again. I took piano lessons instead of playing tennis. I wouldn't quit the choir, I'd pay much more attention to my English teacher. I'd do all the reading on the holidays. I think I could have learned to hold on more from Mr. Holloway. Now I'm a grammar addict, pragmatically I'm branded by semantics. I'm an analyst, I never will abandon. Maybe it's better that I developed instead of early. Music don't come naturally to me, so no more heard me. When I started I was terrible, was supposed to not admit, cause I'd push the tone of melody, but didn't know what pitch was. See, writing has always been it for me, though no one knew it. I think when I was young I just wasn't ready to do it, but I'm proud of my past, I'm proud of every way I used to kiss the dim lit the dance that you're directing me to music. I'm a soul train video, video in your stereo. Can't even measure me in decibels, you know I'm measured in imperials. I'm on and off like a flash strobe strobe, I get up like a periscope. I'm the devil at the crossroads, am I being told?
Wow! And just if you, you know, obviously if you're listening to the radio and you're thinking, yeah, that sounds really good, it's just two guys and a guitar. There are no other instruments involved in this. Guys, that was just brilliant. I think in terms of the writing of the songs, is this a joint effort? Is it just you?
In the past it has been, but now it's much more collaborative. Tom and I have been playing now for about 5 years, mm-hmm. Seriously. So now a lot of the show is stuff that we've written and arranged together to kind of highlight Tom's skills and my skills also evenly.
And Tom, I mean, all these sounds that you're coming out with here, I mean, how do you even know you can do them? Is it just practice? You go home at night?
Just practice, like constant repetition of weird sounds. To the bane of my parents' existence. it's just practice. Like, it's not so much just figuring out you can do it. It's more just figuring out you had the passion mm-hmm. to go at something so left of center.
It's totally. Can you teach any? Are there any simple ones that we could try at home?
Yeah, of course. I mean, the classic one is like just saying boots and cats, just except without vocalizing any of the sounds. So instead of going boots and cats, you're going.
You make it sound easy, but boots, cats, boots, cats. What do you reckon? Maybe not. Maybe you guys are better at this. Big round of applause for Jamie McDowell and Tom Thumb.
Guys, handsome.
Good.